Broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital, Wrong Think Radio brings you the facts and analysis you need, devoid of liberal media bias. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio's Ride to Work.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio's Ride to Work. I'm your host, Aaron Bierlein, broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital in beautiful Northern Virginia, and welcome to the intersection of common sense and facts. Now, it looks like that Nancy Pelosi came out and said that the House is not going to vote on impeachment proceedings because, well, we knew that they weren't going to do that in the first place. You see, this was something that I said weeks ago, and I got a lot of pushback from liberals. They said I was absolutely wrong. Trump was going to go down. The orange man was going to be frog marched out into cuffs. But of course that wasn't going to happen. It was never going to happen. That's never been the intent. The reason why I know this, and I know this for a fact and was able to so elegantly state it to the left, is because if the Democrats beat Trump, what is it that they're going to run on going into 2020? Now, there was a debate last night. I'm not going to delve into all the little nitty-gritty and small points there on what went on in the Democratic debate last night. But the fact of the matter is the Democrats don't have any positions, or the positions that they hold aren't actually politically popular. I don't think that anybody's going to be rushing to the polls to make sure that men can have abortions, like Julian Castro said. I don't think anyone's going to be rushing to the polls to spend the 90-some trillion dollars that Bernie Sanders wants to spend. I don't think anyone's going to be rushing to the polls to see Kamala Harris throw people in jail for drugs while laughing about smoking pot on a podcast. I just don't see it happening. No one's going to rush to the polls to see somebody like Elizabeth Warren try to implement socialism here in the United States. The only thing that the Democrats have that are going to get anybody rushing out to vote for them is the idea that orange man bad. The Democrats' entire position going into 2020 is that they will defeat Donald Trump. They don't actually have positive aspects of their campaign. Their entire campaign, the Democrat Party's entire campaign for the last 3 years, has been not Trump. And that's not going to hold very solid, because you would have to sell why Trump's bad, and you'd have to sell it in things that aren't just a bunch of platitudes saying that he's a racist, or that he's somehow bilking the United States out of a bunch of money because he's just money grubbing, because these things aren't going to work. And the reason why they're not going to work is the left has actually painted themselves into a corner. Can they complain about the emoluments clause and Donald Trump potentially making money as the president of the United States? Remember, that was a big complaint for the last 3 years. Are they going to be able to complain about that when they have quid pro Joe as their front runner? Joe Biden, whose son made a ton of money, which we all know came because he was the vice president of the United States and not because somehow Hunter Biden's wildly qualified? No, of course not. Are they going to be able to complain about Donald Trump being a, quote, sexist or a misogynist when Kamala Harris's political career started on her back? She slept with her boss and was given political positions in return. Are you going to be able to complain about Donald Trump being a real estate baron when Elizabeth Warren made her money selling foreclosed houses? Are you going to be able to complain about anything Donald Trump does? Are you going to be able to sell him as the guy who's going to have right-wing death squads when you have a Democrat Party who's talking about taking away your weapons and wanting to limit freedom of speech because they claim that there's this racist epidemic that always seems to be a hoax? The reality is that the only thing the Democrat Party has is making Donald Trump a boogeyman and then scaring people into voting against him. In fact, they may as well not even have a name on the ticket. It should just be Donald Trump or not Donald Trump, which is exactly why the Democrat Party isn't going to impeach him. Impeaching Donald Trump would, one, embolden the right to vote against the Democrats, because we all know that this is a coup. We all know that they're trying to relitigate the 2016 election. But two, what the hell would the Democrat Party run on if they got rid of Trump? And that's the thing. I don't think that this is a winning message. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that the Democrats are going to do fantastic running against Trump. I don't think that they're going to win running against Trump. Because I think when the American people really look at it, their lives are better today ever since Donald Trump joined, ever since Donald Trump came into the Oval Office. They're also going to look at the Democrats and see a bunch of woke scolds who are going to do nothing but nanny them and make life worse. People don't want to live in a country where transgender or drag queen story hour is going to be implemented nationwide as a taxpayer-funded education program. And that's pretty much what the Democrat Party looks like today. The Democrat Party is hate mobs on Twitter. The Democrat Party is the NBA capitulating to China. But while all of these people claim to be activists, the Democrat Party is Karen with her let me speak to your manager haircut lecturing you because of the pronoun that you used. Nobody wants to vote for that. So instead, the Democrat Party's best chance they have is to get people to vote against Trump, not for the Democrats. So they wouldn't get rid of that, which is why they're not having an impeachment vote. And it's also why they won't have an impeachment vote. So if you ever wonder why I'm not worried, that's why. If you like this analysis, be sure to subscribe. You can go over to youtube.com/wrongthinkradio. And if you subscribe there and click the bell to get notified when we go live, you'll catch our live show, which is every Sunday from noon until 2. And then you can also check us out on Facebook, check us on Twitter, and you can go to wrongthinkradio.com. If you want to send us an email with your thoughts or any comments that you have, you can send that to contact@wrongthinkradio.com. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and I'm keeping an eye on the left.